22 To Eustochium by St. Jerome. Part 5. Farther, although the Apostle bids us to pray without ceasing, and although to the saints their very sleep is a supplication, we ought to have fixed hours of prayer, so that if we are detained by work, the time may remind us of our duty. Prayers, as everyone knows, ought to be said at the 3rd, 6th, and 9th hours, at dawn and at evening. No meal should be begun without prayer, and before leaving table, thanks should be returned to the Creator. We should rise 2 or 3 times in the night and go over the parts of the Scripture which we know by heart. When we leave the roof which shelters us, prayer should be our armor, and when we return from the street, we should pray before we sit down, and not give the frail body rest until the soul is fed. In every act we do, in every step we take, let our hand trace the Lord's cross. Speak against nobody, and do not slander your mother's son. Who are you that judgest the servant of another? To his own Lord he stands or falls. Yes, he shall be made to stand, for the Lord has power to make him stand. If you have fasted 2 or 3 days, do not think yourself better than others who do not fast. You fast and are angry. Another eats and wears a smiling face. You work off your irritation and hunger in quarrels. He uses food in moderation and gives God thanks. Daily Isaiah cries, "Is it such a fast that I have chosen?" says the Lord. And again, "In the day of your fast you find your own pleasure and oppress all your laborers. Behold, you fast for strife and contention and to smite with the fist of wickedness. How do you fast to me?" What kind of fast can his be, whose wrath is such that not only does the night go down upon it, but that even the moon's changes leave it unchanged? Look to yourself, and glory in your own success, and not in others' failures. Some women care for the flesh, and reckon up their income and daily expenditure. Such are no fit models for you. Judas was a traitor, but the 11 apostles did not waver. Phygellus and Alexander made shipwreck, but the rest continued to run the race of faith. Do not say, "Well, so-and-so enjoys her own property. She is honored by men. Her brothers and sisters come to see her. Has she then ceased to be a virgin?" Well, in the first place, it is doubtful whether she is a virgin. For the Lord does not see as man sees. For man looks upon the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart. Again, she may be a virgin in body, but not in spirit. According to the Apostle, a true virgin is holy both in body and in spirit. Lastly, let her glory in her own way. Let her override Paul's opinion and live in the enjoyment of her good things. But you and I must follow better examples.
Set before you the Blessed Mary, whose surpassing purity made her fitting to be Mother of the Lord. When the angel Gabriel came down to her in the form of a man and said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you," she was terror-stricken and unable to reply, for she had never been greeted by a man before. But on learning who he was, she spoke, and one who had been afraid of a man conversed fearlessly with an angel. Now, you too may be the Lord's mother. Take you a great roll and write in it with a man's pen, Maher Shalal Hashbaz. And when you have gone to the prophetess and have conceived in the womb, and have brought forth a son, say, Lord, we have been with child by your fear. We have been in pain. We have brought forth the spirit of your salvation, which we have wrought upon the earth. Then shall your son reply, Behold, my mother and my brothers. And he whose name you have so recently inscribed upon the table of your heart, and have written with a pen upon its renewed surface, he, after he has recovered the spoil from the enemy, and has spoiled principalities and powers, nailing them to his cross, having been miraculously conceived, he grows up to manhood, and as he becomes older, regards you no longer as his mother, but as his bride. To be as the martyrs, or as the apostles, or as Christ, involves a hard struggle, but brings with it a great reward. All such efforts are only of use when they are made within the church's boundaries. We must celebrate the Passover in one house. We must enter the ark with Noah. We must take refuge from the fall of Jericho with the justified harlot Rahab. Such virgins as there are said to be among the heretics and among the followers of the infamous Manes must be considered not virgins but prostitutes. For if, as they allege, the devil is the author of the body, how can they honor that which is fashioned by their foe? No, it is because they know that the name virgin brings glory with it that they go about like wolves in sheep's clothing. As Antichrist pretends to be Christ, such virgins assume an honorable name, that they may the better cloak a discreditable life. Rejoice, my sister, rejoice, my daughter, rejoice, my virgin, for you have resolved to be in reality that which others insincerely feign. The things that I have here set forth will seem hard to her who does not love Christ, but one who has come to regard all the splendor of the world as offscourings, and to hold all things under the sun as empty, that he may win Christ. One who has died with his Lord and risen again, and has crucified the flesh with its affections and lusts, she will boldly cry out, Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or the sword? And again, I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. For our salvation, the Son of God is made the Son of Man. 9 months he awaits his birth in the womb, undergoes the most revolting conditions, and comes forth covered in blood, to be swathed in rags and covered with caresses. He who shuts up the world in his fist is contained in the narrow limits of a feed box. I say nothing of the 30 years during which he lives in obscurity, satisfied with the poverty of his parents. When he is scourged, he holds his peace. When he is crucified, he prays for his crucifiers. What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. The only fitting return that we can make to him
is to give blood for blood. And as we are redeemed by the blood of Christ, gladly to lay down our lives for our Redeemer. What saint has ever won his crown without first contending for it? Righteous Abel is murdered. Abraham is in danger of losing his wife. And, as I must not enlarge my book unduly, look for yourself. You will find that all holy men have suffered adversity. Solomon alone lived in luxury, and perhaps it was for this reason that he fell. For whom the Lord loves, he chastens, and scourges every son whom he receives. Which is best, to do battle for a short time, to carry stakes for the palisades, to bear arms, to faint under heavy shields, that ever afterwards we may rejoice as victors? Or to become slaves forever, just because we cannot endure for a single hour? Love finds nothing hard. No task is difficult to the eager. Think of all that Jacob bore for Rachel, the wife who had been promised to him. Jacob, Scripture says, served 7 years for Rachel, and they seemed to him but a few days for the love he had to her. Afterwards, he himself tells us what he had to undergo. In the day, the drought consumed me, and the frost by night. So we must love Christ and always seek his embraces. Then everything difficult will seem easy. All long things we shall account short, and struck with his arrows, we shall say every moment, "Woe is me that I have prolonged my pilgrimage." For the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For tribulation works patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope does not make ashamed. When your lot seems hard to bear, read Paul's second epistle to the Corinthians. In labors more abundant, in stripes above measure, in prisons more frequent, in deaths often. From the Jews 5 times I received 40 stripes save one. Thrice I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. I have been in the deep a night and a day. In journeyings often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils by my own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils by the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness. Which of us can claim the veriest fraction of the virtues here enumerated? Yet it was these which afterwards made him bold to say, "I have finished my course, I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me on that day." But we, if our food is less appetizing than usual, get sullen, and fancy that we do God a favor by drinking watered wine. And if the water brought to us is a trifle too warm, we break the cup and overturn the table and scourge the slave in fault until blood comes. The kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. Still, unless you use force, you will never grab the kingdom of heaven. Unless you knock importunately, you will never receive the sacramental bread. Is it not truly violence, think you, when the flesh desires to be like God,
and ascends to the place from which angels have fallen? To judge angels?
Emerge, I pray you, for a while, from your prison house, and paint before your eyes the reward of your present toil, a reward which eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man. What will be the glory of that day when Mary, the mother of the Lord, shall come to meet you, accompanied by her virgin choirs? When the Red Sea passed and Pharaoh drowned with his host, Miriam, Aaron's sister, her timbrel in her hand, shall chant to the answering women, "Sing ye unto the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider has he thrown into the sea." Then shall Thecla fly with joy to embrace you. Then shall your spouse himself come forward and say, "Rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. For lo, the winter is past, the rain is over and gone." Then shall the angels say with wonder, "Who is she that looks forth as the morning, fair as the moon, clear as the sun?" The daughters shall see you and bless you. Yea, the queens shall proclaim, and the concubines shall praise you. And after these, yet another company of chaste women will meet you. Sarah will come with the wedded, Anna, daughter of Phanuel, with the widows. In the one band you will find your natural mother, and in the other your spiritual. The one will rejoice in having borne you, the other will exult in having taught you. Then truly will the Lord ride upon his donkey, and thus enter the heavenly Jerusalem. Then the little ones, of whom in Isaiah the Savior says, "Behold, I and the children whom the Lord has given me," shall lift up palms of victory, and shall sing with one voice, "Hosanna in the highest! Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" Then shall the 144,000 hold their harps before the throne and before the elders, and shall sing the new song. And no man shall have power to learn that song, except for those for whom it is appointed. These are those who were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are those which follow the Lamb wherever he goes. As often as this life's idle show tries to charm you, as often as you see in the world some vain pomp, transport yourself in mind to paradise. Essay to be now what you will be hereafter. And you will hear your spouse say, "Set me as a shade in your heart, and as a seal upon your arm." And then, strengthened in body as well as in mind, you too will cry aloud and say, "Many waters cannot quench love, neither can the floods drown it." End of part 5 of letter 22. End of letter 22 by St. Jerome.